Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ted, as you know, is the author of China Ink, also Shock of Gray. China Ink is a watershed book on the dark country over there. What do they call it?
Ted? The Middle Kingdom.
And then the Shock of Gray, his book on the world demographics, the aging of the world population. Check both of those out. And, of course, Ted's, you see his byline in many important articles and white papers. Ted, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about China, and I want to make sure we discuss, in this next segment, we will discuss why small business owners should care about what's going on with China. In the United States, we've had times where, in fact, recently, where the dollar was the safe harbor currency, and just some of the global issues going on increased the strength of the dollar, which hurt our exports.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on a little bit, maybe not the safe harbor thing, but China's experiencing a little bit of this, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. As you mentioned, forever – of course, Americans, we always think of the price of big imports like steel, copper, mm-hmm. The inputs into steel, iron, in terms of the dollar price. But over the last 16 months, the Chinese currency has been climbing towards a near historic high. And that makes all the exports out of China more expensive, all the inputs into the economy less expensive.
Why are they doing that? Because aren't they? I mean, I thought they were a manipulator.
Well, it's...
Does this prove that they weren't as much of manipulators?
I think it proves they have less ability than they think, but...
Or then we accuse them of.
Yeah, the climb is somewhat by design. If you go back 18 months ago, you may remember that the Chinese currency was then near a high. And we talked about it on the show. There are more than 20,000 factories, export-driven factories, in southern China were shuttered. The cost of that high currency to its mm-hmm. export industries was really, really rough. So the Chinese government spent $1 trillion of its $4 trillion in foreign reserves propping up its currency. The way that works is you mm-hmm. basically buy back your own currency.
Right.
And it got momentum. Currencies trend more than any other market in the world. And now here we are at the high. And just 2 days ago, the Chinese Central Bank eliminated the requirement that Chinese banks keep on hand a lot of the, local currency, which means now they'll be letting that go, which floods the market and will drive the price down a little bit.
And will also weaken their capital markets.
It will weaken their capital markets. It will also offer political...
Dangerously.
Relief. Yeah. It's hard to know because the markets now, even with a big move like that, the markets now have logic of their own, and sometimes they go in counterintuitive ways. So mm-hmm. we might get a blip down and then another run up.
So will this strengthening of the currency, do you see this as a trend, as a systemic type of a trend, or you see it as a one-off blip?
I think it is... overall, if you take the decades-long trends, the Chinese currency, I think, has to accumulate. There's just one big elephant in the room which might cause a lot of pain to the currency, and that is China's vast outside debt problem.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the financial crisis in 2007, Chinese banks had on their books around $8 trillion in assets. Now they have $35 trillion in assets.
Huh.
So
from just, and who are those?
It's a lot of state. It's a lot of lending from state banks and a lot of non-performing loans.
To where?
To everywhere, all over the world. All over the world.
Right.
And a lot of these are shaky and risky.
And
Sometimes that's Chinese enterprises doing risky things.
That's tantamount to
abroad.
A 2008 crisis, isn't it?
It's worse. I mean, the U.S. had around $16 trillion or
I'm not see.
Exactly true on the numbers. We had $16 or $17 trillion then. Our money supply shrunk by 40%. If China's money supply shrinks...
Say that number again, 38?
31? So they had 30. Now they have $35
trillion. You said trillion. I don't know why the T didn't land with me. 38, 35 trillion. Holy mackerel.
So if you get a 40% reduction in their money supply, you basically suck out the GDP equal
no
to
kidding.
The U.S. economy.
Wow.
So that's a big, big thing. Now, the Chinese government does have these giant foreign currency reserves.
Is that a collapse that's hanging around out there that we're not even watching here on Main Street that could take down the global economy?
You know, we should be watching it on Main Street. I think in my note to you, I wrote about this development in Chicago, this 100-story building supported by a Chinese developer,
right.
The Dalian Wanda Group. It's a beautiful building. It's going to be a wonderful place to live. The top 30 floors are all, you know, 7,000-foot penthouses or even bigger. They cost between $10 million and $18 million. And luxury hotel on the bottom. The problem is this billion-dollar building had a hard time getting financing in Chicago for its Chinese developer, so it went and got financing from a Chinese bank, not one of the top ones, a mid-term bank, a mid-tier bank that has a non-investment-grade credit rating from Fitch.
Wow.
And a warning from the Chinese government not to support overseas investment.
Yeah, that's something that's fairly new. Wow, folks, these are things that could go bump in the night on us. We need to be, like, we needed something else to worry about, right, folks? Tintail, more to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.